If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Email address udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Dr. Gary Ginsberg had to leave us for another engagement, so we have two or three more of those email questions. We'll archive them, and Gary will take a shot at them for the next show. So, but they are great questions, and that's a good idea. We should include some more email questions on a more regular basis. People have always had some interesting things to ask about on top of our medical stories of the week. Obviously, this VA scandal across the country is still a problem. And there's a report out, I guess, Mike, that 1,700 veterans are missing from a VA wait list in Phoenix, Arizona. And maybe, I guess, the Cleveland Clinic could be an example of what is done the right way, right?
That is right. You know, our CEO about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, said we're going to have same day appointments. People want to be served the same day. You can't put them off. If they want to be served and they call by 1 p.m., they'll be seen that day. And if they aren't seen that day, if they call after 1 p.m., they got to be seen the next day. So same day service. And, you know, everyone said, we can't do that. We got an 8-week backlog. We got a 16-week backlog. We got 4 weeks. Believe it or not, he said, we're going to do that. You're going to get judged and either hired or not hired or either fired by whether you can meet it. And so within about 3 months, we were meeting the one-day requirement. And most of the departments and sections and specialties meet a one-day requirement now. So it can be done, and it's just not that hard to do it. What you have to do is have the, if you will, the technology so that when someone calls in, you schedule them so that they're seen within 1 day. And so I said the answer to the VA problem is to hire Toby Cosgrove, the CEO of the Cleveland Clinic, and he'll get it done within a short period of time. So that would be my answer on how do you get this done. Just hire Toby Cosgrove. He's an ex-Vietnam vet, a superb flight surgeon, and obviously a superb leader and administrator if the Cleveland Clinic and all the specialties and all the 3,800 docs respond within a day now.
And we have a VA hospital here in Syracuse, and I'm sure you're probably, Mike, familiar with it because you spent some time here in central New York, and constantly survey in and survey out. It's always in the top five in terms of performance. And he essentially said the same thing to me. I had him on my radio show the other day and essentially said the same thing. It probably operates a lot like the Cleveland Clinic does. But, you know, it's something that they're going to have to kind of try to figure out. I just had to, you know, if a vet is having a difficult time, you know, getting care, what are the options aside from that? Does a vet have any other options?
You know, I don't know because I haven't been in the VA system recently. But it used to be that if he wasn't getting care and he felt it was an emergency, you go to the neighborhood emergency room, and if it's an emergency and the emergency room doc can't get you in the VA, the Veterans Administration pays for it while you're in the emergency room. So there is a way of forcing the issue, but at least I would think now with all this publicity that people would, that the VA itself, if someone presented in the emergency room and they couldn't get them in, they'd find a way of getting them in.
All right. Under the category of tanning, the FDA is tightening up regulations on tanning salon sun lamps. What are the details?
Well, the sun lamps are, in fact, are, if you look at it, if you've gotten tanned as a kid, you have you have roughly a doubling of your chance of getting melanoma. That's a very serious skin cancer, which can spread and has a high degree of ability to ruin your life from its systemic effects, its effects inside your body, if you don't catch it before it gets inside your body. So, and tanning beds are the leading cause. So the FDA said, look, we got to do something because melanoma has increased something over 80% in the last two decades, mainly because of the kids with tanning. So it put a black box warning. That is, you have to be able to see this warning when you go in the tanning bed, which says tanning beds cause cancer. It's a simple warning. It says tanning beds cause melanoma and other cancers, and so you ought to get screened if you're going to go here. And if you're under the age of 18, we don't want you here no matter what you pay. So that's a simple thing.
I kind of think of tanning salons in the same way I think about smoking. If I see somebody smoking, I say to myself, why is this person smoking a cigarette when they know they're killing themselves? I mean, why? People have reasons. It's just like, why would I want to do that? If I smoke a cigarette, I'm killing myself. And then I think about tanning salons in the same way. You know, for someone sitting under these tanning lamps or in these tanning beds, I say, ooh. I'm doing something to myself that isn't good.
They must be popular among kids.
Oh yeah.
Because at least when I look down in Syracuse at the on that street right below Syracuse University.
Yeah.
You know that common street there. Mm-hmm. I think were two tanning salons right on that street.
Yeah. Yeah, I just said, wow, I mean, why would I want to do that? Because I know I'm not doing something that's good for me, and doing something that's really bad for me. How can DNA be edited to correct genetic diseases, Dr. Mike?
Oh, this is fascinating. What they did was they found out how bacteria prevent viral diseases. And the bacteria prevent the viral diseases by basically when a virus attacks and gets into the DNA, the bacteria send in what is called a special process. I'm not even going to tell you the name of it, but it's CRISPR, so I'll tell you that. That's the acronym. But it's a special process that puts a little tag on the viral DNA, and then they have another piece of DNA or mRNA that is messenger ribonucleic acid that comes and segregates that out and cuts that little tag and the attached virus out. So it's a very clever way. But what the great thing is, in some animal models now, they've been able to do this with, if you will, genes that aren't normal. That is, if you have a gene that would cause, for instance, BRCA cancer, In an animal model, they figured out a way of tagging it with this CRISPR system and maybe changing it. So they've got it out. They haven't changed it yet. But that's a tremendous advance. We've known you can turn genes on and turn them off, but this is one of cutting some of the DNA out that's specifically abnormal. Joe?
Hey, you're not going to believe this, but this could be a first for the show. Dr. Mike, we burned through all the top medical stories of the week this week. How often does that happen?
Never.
We got all our homework done this week. That never happens. And we covered a lot of ground. We got our guests on. We had a great guest talking about running, the safe way to do running, and Dr. Ginsberg and with what's toxic and what's not and everything you need to know from the top medical news stories of the week. So for Dr. Mike Roizen, Sonar, the man that puts all this together for us most capably every week, and for you listening along the way, along the affiliates and the iHeartRadio Talk Network and Radio MD, thanks for listening today to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.